For members only, Golf Smarter number 415, published on December 17, 2013.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
Part 2 from Kauai, Hawaii, a tea tour of Kauai Lagoons.
This is Golf Smarter.
Welcome to Golf Smarter for members only, Kendrick.
Morning, Fred. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Just aloha makes you feel so good. Obviously, we're in Hawaii. Please tell me where we are and what you do here.
We are on the beautiful island of Kauai, here at the Kauai Lagoons Golf Course. I'm a golf professional here at the golf course.
And how long have you been here?
I've been here on Kauai, going into my 6th year, originally born and raised on the island of Maui.
Okay. And you've been the golf professional here for the entire time you've been in Kauai?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm curious, tell me about this golf course. And what you're associated with.
Here at Kauai Lagoons, I originally came here after Marriott Properties took over the golf course ownership and management. So we're in the midst of a three-phase renovation project. So I think what you played the other day was the back nine. I'm sorry, newly renovated back nine. The front nine was the original Keale golf course, Jack Nicklaus signature design course, and he's also doing the renovations also.
Oh, wow. Okay. And it's three different nine-hole courses? Is that how
right.
it works?
Or? Originally, when the course was built, it was two courses. There was a Mokihana and the Keale courses, so it was a 36-hole facility.
Okay.
When Marriott took over the properties and the changes and whatnot, plans are for it to be 3-9, so actually a 27-hole facility. So right now, what we feature is our Championship 18, which is, again, our main attraction is the Keale course, which we call the Mauka and the Moana course. We have the Waikahia course, which is kind of like our third phase, but it is nine holes of our original Mokihana course that we normally keep open, you know, mainly for beginners, juniors. To be honest with you, we don't get a whole lot of play out there, so a lot of our resources
on that nine hole course
are geared more towards the Championship 18, obviously, but we do have that available if, you know, someone wants to go out. It is a fun nine, great layout. Wide open fairways. I love it because I can hit my driver and not worry where the ball's going, which I never know, you know, a lot of times.
For the head pro to say that, it makes me feel better after my round the
other
day.
But it is a fun nine. It is a great nine. But we do, you know, like to feature our 18-hole championship Keale course, the Moana, which is the newly renovated back nine. What we like to tout and what we're really proud of, there's a four-hole stretch of oceanfront golf, probably the longest stretch in the state of Hawaii. So we're really proud of that.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I wasn't aware that not many courses have that long of a stretch on the ocean.
That go, you know, down, you know, almost, or a lot of the courses do have panoramic views, or they have ocean views, but not necessarily holes that go down, you know, directly to the ocean, and right. you work along the coast there. And, you know, it's probably because it's, you know, prime property, right? You know, it's
yeah, exactly. You know, exactly.
So we're,
and how many courses in the state of Hawaii also go alongside the runway of the airport?
That is original, like that.
The only other thing I've ever seen like that was Casa de Campo in the Dominican
okay,
Republic.
Awesome.
Dominican Republic, but what's so interesting about that course is on, I think it's the 17th hole, you tee off over the runway.
Wow.
So you have to, so before you tee off, you look left, you look right, and you look up. And to see if
awesome.
Anything's coming. And
awesome.
Then so you tee off, and then you got to scatter across the runway. Make sure you don't get hit by a plane.
Interesting.
What I really like about the idea, and of course I understand resort golf, you're going to get people at a very leisurely pace. You're going to get people who don't play that often, but they're on vacation. The idea of having that extra nine-hole course is that for the people who don't play that much, or if they want to bring out their family or their kids and they're not that skilled, it gives them a place to play without
Absolutely.
The pressure of, you know, regular players who are serious about their game coming out and holding up the pace of play.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's really a nice thing to have.
It is a fun nine. It is great to have.
And what is the peak season?
Peak season we're heading into right now, normally our busy time will kick in that week of Christmas.
I see.
You know, that
okay.
week of Christmas, it goes for about 3 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. Then we get a little lull as, you know, people kind of head back after their vacation.
Right.
Then we'll kick right back in and it'll go for a couple months. Nowadays,
yeah, timed it out just right. The week perfect. After Thanksgiving, it's
absolutely.
Real quiet here.
Absolutely.
Which
and
I love.
Nowadays, it's...
you must hate.
It's, you know, seasons... not so common now. It's our business has evolved and changed so much that on the business side, a lot of times it gets hard to time and know when. I mean, you know, our tee times here at our facility will probably get booked at the most part 24 to 48 hours out. I mean, there are days here we could have 50 walk on. So, you know, from a business staffing standpoint, it's, you know, a little difficult to do at times, but it's great. You know, but it's kind of hard to plan now. I mean, sometimes, you know, there's no rhyme or reason why we're busy. There's no rhyme or reason why we're slow. So,
yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about the golf course. I found it that the front nine, the back nine, the two separate nines were very different golf courses.
Yes.
It felt like I was in the jungle for one and on the beach at the other. There were a lot of large gaps on the front nine where you're in the jungle, but you also have these gorges mm-hmm. that you have to hit over and keep your fingers crossed that you do make it over. And plus, not knowing what actually my target is, it made it a little more challenging. But I found them to be very different courses. And even though the greens may have been a bit slower on the front nine, faster on the back, the front nine seemed to be a tougher nine.
It can be. And I agree with you. You know, one of the things that we like to tell our guests coming over, you know, it's a course where you're just kind of start off and it'll kind of take you, I don't know if it's necessarily up through the mountains, but, you know, through some mango groves and, you know, and then once you make the turn, then, yeah, you'll head, you know, down to the ocean and then work your way right along the coast. But, yeah, the front nine can play a little tougher, you know, without you really kind of thinking, knowing. A couple of holes out there, I always felt that like number two or number three, if you remember it, when you're standing in the fairway, it doesn't seem quite uphill. The green doesn't seem quite uphill. Also, you can't feel a lot of the wind, especially like a number three, because you almost sit down in and hollow. So you always need to kind of look at the tops of the trees and then, but you know, when you stand on the green and look back, then it's like, wow, that really is an uphill shot. So
yeah. And the winds could definitely come into play. I had a beautiful day, even though it was December. I had a beautiful day, and the winds were hardly a factor.
Absolutely, I always tell players, you know, even if there's a little bit breeze, even if it's just a normal trade wind day, if you're going into the wind, take 2 to 3 club legs. I mean, take I'm sorry, 2 to 3 clubs more than you normally play, and make an easier swing. You know, I always tell folks that in Hawaii, number one, ball doesn't travel as far. Air is heavier. It's a little more humid.
I wish you would have told me that before I started. it wasn't me then. Okay, good. I thought I was just...
wasn't you.
I was coming up
you.
Short. It's like, really? I thought that's the club.
Yeah, so don't be
and
afraid.
And what did I get out of it?
Yeah
right. Right
yeah,
in the water.
So don't be afraid to take 2 to 3, you know, more clubs and make an easier swing and... Mm-hmm. Because there is a lot more wind a lot of times than you really feel.
What's your favorite hole? Give us a detour. Let's pick a couple holes and play them.
Okay. Let me see. Interesting. Let me think about this. For one thing, we got great par threes out there. I mean, there are some good. And when I say great, not necessarily from a scoring standpoint.
Yeah, right.
But they're challenging and they are difficult.
Well, they're designed, they're visually compelling and designed in a way that there are distractions, which great par threes are going to have distractions. So they get mm-hmm. into your head instead of going, oh, this is a simple shot right to the pin. It's like, you've got problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So a couple of my favorite holes are Moana number one, which probably was your 10th hole that you mm-hmm. played. Par five, straight into the wind. When you played it, there wasn't much wind. It's wide open, so you can just kind of swing away.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anyone be able to reach that green in two. I mean, for your longer players, you know, it's a tough one. Maybe simple looking, but as you get kind of closer up to the green complex, a little bit more challenging. Also, if you remember Moana 3, it's shorter par 4, almost a split fairway. You got the, your fairway bunkers running down the middle.
You have a couple holes that have split fairways that you think like, oh, I'm just going to go that direction, and then you realize, ooh.
Yeah,
maybe
so
I shouldn't
so
have.
That one that that's one it's a short par four, but it gives you some nice options. You know, you can go down the left, or you can, you know, hit something up on the right. And again, that kind of that green complex gets a little more challenging, difficult. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, you know, Moana number 5, that par 3, right along the ocean.
Oh, is that gorgeous?
Yeah,
I've got some pictures of that, and I'll put that up on the blog.
Great hole. And then lastly, probably our finishing hole, Jack Nicklaus named that the Bear. You played it on a good day, Fred. but that one, normally it's a tough one. I mean, it's a great finishing hole.
Yeah.
We always kind of, when we go out and play, you know, we kind of joke around, and sometimes we even feel like it's better to hit maybe a junk drive or a not so good drive, because it forces you to lay out. Mm-hmm. Because if you hit a good drive, then, you know, a lot of times you got a long iron shot, mid to long iron shot, and it's an island green, you know, into the wind and
you know, into the water.
Yeah. We don't want to say that, but.
Well, I did. No, you know, it's so interesting, because I did hit my, I had a great drive, and then I put my second shot short, and it went in the water because I didn't realize that I needed an extra club.
Yeah.
But then I went over to the drop zone, and I chipped up. I had a 60-degree lob shot and left me inside the leather.
Awesome.
I mean, my friend was like, I hate you.
Yeah. Greatest thing about the hole, though, kind of short story, is we host a couple of junior tournaments or statewide junior tournaments. And if you watch these juniors play, Fred, on that hole, never saw one kid lay out. I mean, they're not even thinking. They bang a drive down there, and whatever club it is, they're going for it.
Like, that's the mentality.
Layup
of the,
is
yeah,
not it's like, even an option.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, young kids like that, they don't understand mortality.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. When I ask you about your favorite holes, you pretty much told me about what I played, the back nine. Didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about the other half of the course.
Okay.
Why aren't you talking about that?
I just get beat up on the front, so obviously.
Don't have any favorite holes there.
Yeah, no. I love our starting hole. I think Malka number one is a great starting hole, in a sense that you're fresh off the tee, or you're fresh, you know, going onto the golf course. You can pull a driver. A lot of times courses that you go to, that first hole can be a little narrow, or there's hazards, or, you know, out of bounds. This one, you can just pull a driver and swing away. It's a great way to start off your golf course. Number two is a par five, and it's a good one. If you hit driver, you can get in trouble. So it gives you kind of that thought process where, okay, if I hit my driver, then a lot of longer players can reach that green in two. But if you're a little bit off and it pinches right in that perfect area, if you know it, if you remember it. And so that's a good one. As you get up towards the green complex, a lot of bunkers, right? Narrow green, your green kind of works diagonally, from that fairway. So that's a...
And the bunkers, the terrain in the bunkers, the sand in the bunkers in the front nine and the back nine are very different.
Yeah, and that's mainly just due to over time, and that's renovation. One of the big renovation projects is, you know, once we're able to get in and, you know, renovate that second nine, or that, I'm sorry, that front nine, then be able to get the bunkers and the greens a little bit more consistent. In
the other thing that I found compelling about the front nine is you had three par fives. And then on the back nine, the 10th hole is a par five, and then you got threes and fours all the way out.
Yes. So, so par 35 on the back, or Moana, and par 37 on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Original design, that number four hole, if you remember, number four, it's one of the par fives along the roadside. That originally was a par four.
Oh.
That was a long par four.
This is a resort. You can't do that to us.
Yeah. It was a beast. It was a long par four. Then when they built kind of that housing project out there, on the right side, you know, a lot of balls are going in there. And so for liability's sake, what they decided to do was build a further tee back, kind of stretch it out and make it into a par five.
Okay.
So worked out. I mean, I think it's still be a pretty good par five, for resort play.
Okay, great. Tell me about the types of grass that you have out here. I find sometimes the balls just, even though you have thick, dense rough, the ball's just kind of floating on top of it.
Yeah, predominantly Bermuda. Obviously on the front side because they didn't get a chance to go in and renovate it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure the exact type of grass or exact type of Bermuda, but as far as on the greens, it's your normal Bermuda out there. By now, it may be a couple of breeds of Bermuda. On the back nine, on the Moana nine, when they did the renovation, they went with the Tiff Eagle. Types of grass, which is a great putting surface, smoother, not as much grain. I don't know if the grain affected you, especially on the front side. So that Tiff Eagle takes a lot of that grain out of it, a lot truer roll to the ball.
I found the greens to be fair. Not a lot of undulation, but enough to make you know. I mean, there were very few multi-layered greens.
Yes,
which, you know, sometimes can be very challenging, mm-hmm. if you don't know the course. Mm-hmm. Is that what resort golf should expect? Is just a little
I
easier
think so.
On the
in my opinion. You know, resort play, you're on vacation, you want to have a good time. Yeah, you want a challenge.
You want it wide open.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't want to beat yourself up. You're playing golf in a beautiful place, you know,
yeah.
Enjoy the scenery, enjoy the surroundings, enjoy the company that you're with. To me, that's an idea of resort golf.
Right.
You're on vacation.
And Kauai is, the day that I arrived was very windy, very wet. And then 2 days later, it was just magnificent. This is the wetter of the islands,
It
right?
is known to be the wettest of all the islands.
Uh-huh.
It's named the Garden Island, obviously. And if you drove around, yeah, there's a lot of greenery out there. We're pretty fortunate on where we're situated, you know, on the east end of the island. A lot of times it could be dumping rain right up the road 5 minutes from us and we wouldn't get a draw.
Wow.
And normally if we have our normal trades blowing in, if we get a little bit of rain, the trades would just push it right out. So, you know, we'll get rain for maybe about 5 minutes or so, then it'll just kind of blow out. Normally if it's going to rain, it's going to rain the whole day.
Mm.
Type of thing with us. So, but, you know, best questions that we always get, right, is, you know, when's the rain going to stop? Or, you know, what is it going to be like this afternoon?
Yeah, followed by the question of, what am I going to shoot today?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have answers for any of those questions.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So it's the same, partly cloudy, you know, 80 degrees. But yeah, we're
80 degrees,
yeah.
and a low of 72, right? I mean, it's just magnificent.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you have tourists that come from the Far East and from the
absolutely.
West. I mean,
yes.
You get people from Japan, Australia, right?
Yes,
as
we
well
do.
As coming from the States.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and the situation, we're in Lihue, right?
Yes.
So we're just moments from the airport. I mean,
we're
like
2 minutes away from the airport.
There's a runway right next. The runway is right next to one of the holes. And then so there's a lot of golf in this island. It's not a small island. And you have really the focus, I would think, for most people, either you're going to go up to the north, to the coast up there, and Hanalei, Princeville, that area, or you're going to go down to the south side to Poipu.
Yes.
Right? Which is... Those couldn't be more different. Those two
greatest
places.
Thing about the island.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just different experiences, you know, on one island. So it's just great.
Yeah, it's magnificent. And is golf overall on this island? Every course is unique because of not only the terrain but the weather.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that's that's what I enjoy about playing golf on you know, the island. It is because, you know, you can go to the different courses and enjoy different climates or different types of weather. You know, down in Poipu, it's a lot sunnier, it's hotter, drier than, you know, on the flip side, when you go up to Princeville, you know, on the north side of the island, a lot wetter type of climate. So yeah, absolutely. It just gives you a different feel. It gives you just different experiences.
Kauai is amazing for that. It's really, you come here, you're not going to drive a lot, and you're going to get very different experiences in every course.
Yeah, and so, you know, years ago, because of that, and yes, you know, we'd love people to come and play our golf course and, you know, play it often and, you know, do their five rounds of golf or whatever it is, but all of the courses kind of got together and created what's called the Kauai Golf Challenge. So it's a package that one person can purchase, and they get their choice of 3 out of 5 courses. And so, which is a great deal.
Oh, that's a great deal.
A lot of people like to take advantage. And all, I mean, it's simple. All you do is you can purchase it at any of the golf courses. Your first round, just let them know you want to get the Kauai Golf Challenge. And then they give you a little voucher. So every course that you go to, you just hand over your voucher and you're all set.
And is that discounted pricing, or it's just...
It is normally a little bit discounted.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
because
it's a
package deal. So absolutely.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Kendrick, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. You got a beautiful facility here at the Marriott. And I wish you all the luck in the world. This is really a special place.
Fred, thanks a lot for having me.
So you remember that conversation we had with John McGuire, the founder and CEO of Game Golf? It was that product that was doing, we did that special episode, product doing crowdsource funding through the fundraising through Indiegogo. Let's see, back in March of this year, 2013, episode number 376. Ring a bell? All right. Well, the first batch has been shipped for those who are beta testers, and I got lucky enough to be one of those, and I used it for the first time yesterday. Don't think it had anything to do with me getting 3 birdies on that round, which is very rare for me. Actually, that's probably more about my Kenny Giannini putter than anything else. But the game golf takes very little time to get used to because you do have to tap your club to your belt buckle, your belt, and that product, what's sitting on your belt. You have to do that every time. So, you know, a little tap in is like, oop, forgot to do it. But you can go back and do it. So that's very cool. But the stats that it offers once you plug it back into your computer is fabulous. So I'm hoping, really hoping, that more of you in the Golf Smarter community get one of these game golf, game golf, I don't even know what they call them, products. Okay, well, I'm really hoping everybody gets one, because once they're available, then we can set up competitions within our community and stay in touch with your game this way. I'm going to, you know, more from Game Your Game later. Hopefully we'll get John back on and give an update of what's going on, because I think this is one of those products that will change the way you look at your round later. And the other one is, did you ever want to compete in tournaments but just didn't feel comfortable playing competitively because you don't have a good enough game to play in a competition? Well, next up, you're going to meet the man who can solve that for you. John Morley is the co-founder and El Presidente, that's what he calls himself, of the Mediocre Golf Association, with chapters all over the world, regular competitions, including their championship, which was held in Las Vegas last year. It's going to be a fun conversation. Actually, when I went out and played golf yesterday, John and I played together, so I have lots of questions about this. So if you have any questions, please... If you have any comments or suggestions, please click on the Hey Fred button on the free Golf Smarter app for Apple or Android, or at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.